Daniel Kech Puch, the second deputy governor at the Bank of South Sudan, told reporters in Juba yesterday that without foreign exchange reserves, the central bank has no capacity to control the country's high inflation rate.
It's difficult for us now at this moment to stop this rapid exchange rate because we don't have the reserve for us to intervene in the market. Here in South Sudan, we have about three rates. There is an inductive rate, that is the rate that is being used by the central bank, and there is a rate that is being used by the commercial bank. And those rates of the commercial bank also, they are not the same. Each commercial bank has its own rate, and then also you have the parallel market rates.
Poch says the central bank is unable to intervene and reduce the country's skyrocketing inflation rate, which now stands at 35%. Poch acknowledged that the black market is flush with U.S. dollars, but says those dollars do not make their way into the central bank.
There are other agencies that bring money to South Sudan that does not come through the central bank. And also some commercial bank also, they bring also money which does not also come through the central bank. You know, the central bank has no system that unified the operation of the bank or the flow of money, whether coming inside or going outside.
Poch says foreign agencies and international NGOs bring money into the country but sell directly to the people on the street or on the black market. He says South Sudan's economy has been devastated by a number of factors, including a drop in global oil prices and the COVID-19 pandemic, to name just a few. The country's economic troubles date back to January 2012, when South Sudan suspended all oil production following disputes with Sudan over processing and transit fees for exporting Juba's crude. Professor Marielle Awoh is a former dean of economics at the University of Juba and vice chancellor of South Sudan's Upper Nile University.
South Sudan came out of the war in 2011 and should have started to build infrastructure, but is not taking place now because of the scarcity of foreign exchange. So it has a very severe effect on the economy of South Sudan. Even people who have things to sell, you know, there's no one buying. So they will stay in their shops, in their selling places. When they get tired, they pack and go home because no one is buying from them.
Ahmed Morjan, an economics lecturer at the University of Juba, says the bank's failure to secure foreign currency and boost the value of the local currency will translate into more suffering for ordinary citizens.
It will be very difficult for business people to import goods from outside the world, and hence it will have a negative impact on what we consume. Now, on the common man, it is going to be serious because we will not get what we want. We will not be able to buy what we want. And our consumption of almost everything will go down. And this one will lead to a reduction in the welfare of the citizens.
Morjan says political instability, corruption, and most recently COVID-19 are the reasons the central bank ran out of foreign reserves. He says the government should immediately ask the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank for a financial bailout as a short-term solution.
If we want a long-term solution, then the country should diversify its exports. And that one could only be done when there's peace. If there's no peace, then they cannot. But the immediate way to bail out the country, we need a bailout from some international financial institutions. And that is only a temporary solution.
The U.S. dollar exchanges for 165 South Sudanese pounds in the central bank. On the black market, a dollar exchanges for 400 South Sudanese pounds. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Juba.